Once infected with Lyme disease himself, U.S. Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer was in Albany today to urge the federal government to continue the battle against insect-borne diseases. Speaking at Albany Medical Center, Schumer called tick-borne diseases one of the greatest dangers that we face now. He cited data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which detailed 288 cases of Lyme disease in Albany County and 8,272 across New York State in 2015.
It happened to me. I was inspecting dams in the Hudson Valley several years ago, but I was educated. And I knew that this telltale bullseye that was on my calf might be trouble. I pulled the little tick off, put it in a plastic bag, and went the next day to the doctor. Sure enough, I had Lyme disease.
The Democrat received immediate treatment and was cured. He says almost everyone knows somebody who has had Lyme disease that was misdiagnosed, underscoring the need for early detection. He noted that deer ticks are linked to the Powassan virus, which is deadlier than Lyme. He pointed to the case of one of his colleagues, former North Carolina U.S. Senator Kay Hagan.
She couldn't walk or talk or do anything. And for 6 months at the best hospitals, they couldn't diagnose it. Finally, they found out it's Powassan. She's just gradually learning now to recognize people and to get up out of a chair.
Schumer went on to call tick-borne diseases one of the greatest dangers facing upstate New Yorkers. The purpose of the visit was to urge the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to double down on efforts to fully implement new laws passed by Congress last year that Schumer's office says will significantly increase research, vaccine development, and treatment.
In 2016, the first two cases were diagnosed of Powassan. This year, another three cases in Albany, Warren, and Rensselaer counties.
Catherine Duncan is the public health director in Saratoga County, where three recent cases of Powassan have been documented. One person died.
These particular infections are so preventable if you do the right steps, if you make sure that you're following everything that the CDC recommends with regards to protecting yourself. And we do appreciate that additional research will hopefully be down the way for us.
Schumer vowed to use every means at his disposal to get the federal government to aggressively implement the new laws. There's more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.